This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A shooting targeting a Kurdish cultural center in a bustling Paris neighborhood left three people dead on Friday and three others wounded, authorities said. A 69-year-old suspect was wounded and arrested. A Paris prosecutor opened an investigation for murder and attempted murder. She said the suspect had recently been released from prison after attacking migrants living in tents, and that investigators were considering a possible racist motive for the shooting. Within hours of the attack, Kurdish protesters clashed with police, who used tear gas in an attempt to disperse them as they tried to break through a police cordon set up to protect the interior minister who had arrived at the scene. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a defense spending bill despite opposing a key GOP-backed provision. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The nearly $858 billion bill repeals the COVID-19 vaccination mandate for U.S. troops. Officials here at the White House had said the president agreed with Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin that lifting the mandate was not in the military's best interest. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said last week the president would view the bill as a whole.
He still believes that repealing the mandate is a mistake. He also obviously believes that it's important to fund our military.
In a statement, the president notes he still has issues with several parts of the bill, but that it also supports key objectives. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Ukraine's president has returned from his visit to the U.S. with a defiant tone. President Volodymyr Zelensky returned to a busy office telling callers he's working towards victory. His trip to the U.S. was hailed as a success as he secured a $1.8 billion military